Today, UK property prices fall the most in 14 years. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analysis. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, UK house prices fell at their sharpest annual pace since 2009 after soaring mortgage rates curtailed how much buyers could afford, according to Halifax, one of the nation's biggest mortgage lenders. Halifax said that the average value of a home fell 1.9% in August to about £279,569. That's the sharpest monthly pace since November. It left prices 4.6% lower than a year ago when the value of UK property peaked. The findings echo those of rival lender Nationwide Building Society, whose own survey last week said that prices fell 5.3% from their peak a year ago. Together, the reports indicate the market is now roughly halfway through a 10% slump in prices that economists have forecast. The Bank of England has raised interest rates 14 times since late 2021 to tame inflation, and that's straining the finances of consumers already hit hard with higher food and energy bills. As a result, the market is slowing, with year-on-year property transactions down around 21.7%, mortgage approvals also down around 21%, and new buyer inquiries down by 45%. We do expect further downward pressure on property prices through to the end of this year and into next, in line with previous forecasts, said Kim Kinniard, director of Halifax Mortgages. The latest decline interrupts a sharp surge in property prices that followed the COVID-19 pandemic, when buyers bid up the cost of bigger homes with outdoor space and rooms for an office. Kinniard said that even after the decline, the average price remains about £40,000 higher, or 17% higher, than they were before the first lockdown. The biggest drops were recorded in the southeast of England, where prices fell 5% from a year ago. And nationwide affordability levels now match June 2020 levels, though some of that will be offset by the higher cost of loans. House prices have proven more resilient than expected so far this year, Kinniard said. There are always lag effects when rate increases are concerned, and we may now be seeing a greater impact from higher mortgage costs flowing through. It highlights a risk to Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's government as it prepares for an election widely expected next year. Falling prices are unsettling property owners who have grown accustomed to steady increases over the past decade, and economists say that the downturn is likely to intensify in the second half of this year. High mortgage rates will mean demand remains very weak, while previously tight supply of second-hand homes on the market is easing, said Imogen Patterson at Capital Economics. We anticipate house prices to continue to drop until the middle of 2024. And of course, the key question here is what happens to interest rates. Now, many people expect the Bank of England still to move rates slightly higher, but will certainly be higher for longer. So it may be some time before property in the UK begins to move higher again. But it is worth just thinking that we are still much higher than before COVID, along with many other Western countries too. That is, of course, thanks to the massive amount of stimulus, the ultra-low interest rates, and the loose lending policies. This has all got to unwind, so it could well be that property prices will continue to slide in many areas into the medium term. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.